Hi there. The word for you today is learn to overlook the flaws. In 1 Peter 4, verse 8, we read, love covers a multitude of sins. A person's self-worth is often based on the reactions, both positive and negative, of those around them. So your words and attitudes can literally build somebody up or tear them down. Dr. Paul Brand was a flight surgeon during World War II. He tells in one of his books about a guy called Peter Foster, who was a Royal Air Force pilot. Foster flew a Hurricane, which was a fighter with a design flaw. You see, the single propeller engine was mounted in the front and the fuel lines ran past the cockpit. In a direct hit, the pilot would instantly be engulfed in flames before he could eject. The consequences were often tragic. Some RAF pilots caught in that inferno would undergo as many as 10 or 20 surgeries to reconstruct their faces. Peter Foster was one of those downed pilots whose face was burned beyond recognition. But Foster had the support of his family and the love of his fiancée. She assured him that nothing had changed except a few millimeters of skin. 2 years later, they were married. Here's what Foster said about his wife, and I quote, "She became my mirror. She gave me a new image of myself. When I look at her, she gives me a warm, loving smile that tells me, you know what? I'm okay." Listen, your marriage and your other valuable relationships in life need to work that same way too, even when disfigurement hasn't occurred. It should be like a mutual admiration society that builds up each other's esteem and overlooks the flaws that could otherwise be destructive. And there's a biblical word for this kind of love and commitment. It's one word, and the Bible simply calls it love, that covers a multitude of sins.